Today's Shi'ez Masechta Erevin Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin on Aleph, the fourth line, Elop Miha. In our previous Shi'er, we had discussed, the Gemara brought down different rules that we paskin according to certain Shitas, a certain Tanoim, we always follow their opinion under all circumstances. Ask the Gemara, El Miha de Tanan, from the Mishnah, which we're going to learn later in our Masechta Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Pei Vav, the Gemara wants to suggest we could bring a raya from that Mishnah that is actually not the case. Says the Gemara, because the Mishnah over there teaches us. The Mishnah speaks about a situation where we have a number of people living in one chatzar. As we've discussed many times in our Shiurim, and many people live in one chatzar, in order to be able to carry in that chatzar, you need to make a ruvi chetzeris. And the Mishnah discusses if one of the neighbors is a Jew who went away for Shabbos, or one of the neighbors, or actually more than one of the neighbors, is a non-Jew who went away for Shabbos. Because as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and our Masechta, if there's a non-Jew living in a neighborhood as well, that also affects the ability to be able to carry. And the Gemara is going to speak about what we need to do to rectify or be able to carry when there's a non-Jew living there. So our Mishnah speaks about that situation. And the Mishnah over there, in that Pei Vav, mentions a number of opinions. Ramei's opinion is that if they left for Shabbos, even though they're not here, but if they did not participate in the Erev, that creates a problem in being able to carry in that Chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda is just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is always lenient. Rabbi Yehuda says even if they both left, as long as they're not here, there's no problem. And Rabbi Yossi's opinion is if a Jew left, so we don't need to assume that the Jew will be in Mitzvah Shem coming back on Shabbos. He may not travel on Shabbos. And therefore, we could be lenient if he's not here. The Akum, however, who may travel on Shabbos, obviously, so the fact that he's not here is still a concern because we're concerned that he's going to come back on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah mentions the opinion of Rav Shimon that if somebody went, a Jew went to his daughter, even if he didn't leave the city, but since he went to his daughter's home for Shabbos, we could be lenient. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi, who is strict by Goy, but the Rashba, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who's lenient even by an Akum, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, brings down both opinions, and he himself takes, and the Ramah takes the lenient opinion. However, says the Taz, even though, as we just said, the Ramah takes the lenient opinion, that's only when the Akum has no intention to return on Shabbos. But if the Akum indicated that he intended to go away for Shabbos, then the halacha is that it's not going to, then the halacha is that we can't be makel. So says the Mishnah, Hamnichas beis v'holach lishbos b'iracheres, if somebody did not participate in the Erev, but he went to a different city, Ech nochri v'ech Yisrael, whether it's a Jew or an Akum, Oyser, since he didn't participate in the Erev, so we don't have all the houses participating in the Erev, we can't carry there. Divrei Ramei, that's the opinion of Ramei. Yehuda Omer, Eina Oyser, it doesn't make a difference, a Jew or an Akum, if they're not here, they're not here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Noichri Oyser, because as we said, the Akum could return at any point. Yisrael Eina Oyser, because the Yisrael can't return. Nesha Ein Derech Yisrael Lava B'Shabbos, the Jews don't, if they go away for Shabbos, he doesn't intend to come back. Shimon Omer, Afilo Amhilech Beisai, V'Holach Lishbeis Etzel Bitoi, if somebody just went to his daughter, even though she lives B'Oisa here in that city, Eina Oiser, it's still not a problem, because he has no intention, as Rav Shimon says, once he goes away for Shabbos, he has no intention to come back. Furthermore, as we go, Vamar Reb Chalma Baguria, Amarav Halach Rav Shimon. And as The Gemara is going to teach us a mitzvah shem later on that pay vav. Even Rav Shimon distinguishes between a son and a daughter. If he's going to his daughter, he's in all likelihood not coming home. But if he's going to his son, he may get into a disagreement with his daughter-in-law. And therefore, as long as if he's in that city, then it will be a problem. The Bi'ah Locha makes a very interesting diuk. The Rashi says, Shaholach Lishbais Etzel Bitoi, Shaholach Mi'emes, that he went before Shabbos. So says the Bi'ah Locha based on this Rashi, that let's say somebody was at home at the beginning of Shabbos, and then during Shabbos, and he did not participate in the Eruv Chetzeres, and then during Shabbos, he leaves to go to his daughter. The Aloch is Kivin Shenesra Nesra. Once this Chatzar was also to be carried in, because this person was here and he had not participated in the Eruv, then you can't carry here. And therefore, only if he went before Shabbos, and therefore he's not going to be here at all the Shabbos, that's where we can be lenient. Under any other circumstances, we cannot be lenient. That's the way the Bi'ah Locha is medayik. That Rashi holds like the Rashba and the Ritva, that if it becomes Osir, it becomes Osir for entire Shabbos. And the same thing would be if Chas V'Sholem, there was somebody who lived in this Chatzar who had not participated in the Erev, and therefore nobody could carry in this Chatzar because of his lack of participation. And then during Shabbos, Rachman Tzlan, this person passed away, it would still be also to carry there. Because we have here the concept of Kivin Shenesra Nasra. Once it became also to carry there on Shabbos, it remains also to carry there the entire Shabbos. However, the opinion of the Rosh and Tosfos, and so too says the Bi'ah Locha, seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that even if the person was there at the beginning of Shabbos, but he left at any point during Shabbos, once he's no longer here, his lack of being here, he's not here. And therefore, we need not be concerned about his participation or lack of participation. It still becomes mutar. Says the Gemara, Man Palagalei, so we just said, the Rav said, that Loch is like Rav Shimon. Who's the man, the Omer, that disagrees with Rav Shimon in this Mishnah? Rav Yehuda. Asked the Gemara, V'ha'amrit, haven't we learned when the Gemara established the various rules that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that whenever we have a Machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that Loch is Rav Yehuda. So how are we paskening, asked the Gemara, like Rav Shimon? Answers the Gemara, my kusha. Why don't we say the teretz that we said in the previous cases when we had this question? Hecha de itma itmar, where it said that even though they are generally the rules, but there are exceptions to rules. Hecha de layitma layitma. So Tosfos Beit HaPeretz asks, how can we pass the like of Shimon? We have a rule, asked Tosfos, that Tosfos Beit HaPeretz, that whenever we have a machloikis, we follow the opinion of the machriya. We follow the opinion of the person who, so to speak, is the compromise opinion. So in this machloikis that we just learned, Rabbi Yossi is the machriya. Rameya holds both by an Akum and by Yisrael, who are not here, we have a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we never have a problem. And Rabbi Yossi says by a Nachri, it will be an issue, but Yisrael, it's not an issue. And we have a klal, the Gemara established in the Masechta Shabbos, the Aflamet Tes Omid Beis, Kol Mokum Shata Moitzi, Shnayim Chalukim, wherever you have two people disagreeing, Vechem Machriya, and then you have one who's a Machriya, the Halacha is Kedivrei HaMachriya. So why over here, asked the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, don't we follow the opinion of the Machriya? So he answers, that since we've been saying that halacha kedivrei amekel be'erif, that we always follow the lenient opinion be'erif, that halacha supersedes the halacha that we go with the machriya. So again, the Gemara asks another question. Almada Tanan. The question, how do we say that we always follow how do we establish these different rules? Who we paskin? We have a question from a Mishnah we're going to learn later in a Masechta Daf Mem and Teis Amabeis. The Mishnah there discusses somebody who's traveling on Erev Shabbos and he doesn't have any food that he could use for the Erev Tchumim. So he can be kind of Shvisa, we learned, by being there and saying that this is my residence. V'zeh Amru, and that says the Mishnah, Hanim Ar Baraglav. The person could just be Ma'arav by being and saying that this is the place where I want to be kind of Shvisa for Shabbos. So the Mishnah discusses further how do we follow this rule? Ramei Omer, Ana Ana Enloi Ani. A person cannot be Ma'ar Baraglav only if he's on the road and he doesn't have any food with him, and therefore he has the halacha of an Ani. Of somebody who's at home and Baruch Shem has food, can't just be kind of Shvisa by saying this is where I want to be, he has to put food down. And as the Gemara later in Amasechta and Afnun Aleph on Mabez will explain, the basis of Ramea's opinion is because Ramea holds Ika Erev Bepas. The main way you make an Erev Tchum is with bread. That's the way Erev is established. Chazal were makel for somebody who doesn't have bread, that he could say that his verbal declaration is adequate. But that's not something that we should really rely on. Yehuda disagrees. Echad ani v'achad asher. This halacha applies no matter who you are. V'lo amru, and this that Chacham said, Shema'arvim b'pas, wasn't for chumra, ala hekel alosha shalai yotzev yagar baraglav. That Chazal were lenient, that the wealthy person doesn't have to physically go out and make an Erev. He could rely, physically go out and stand there. He could send a shliach, as we discussed many times, and the shliach will put down the Erev on his behalf. Says the Gemara, Umasin le'Rav Chibar, Asher le'Chibar, Rav Kamei de Rav, when this halacha was taught, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher, everybody, no matter who you are, can make an Erev by just declaring, by going and declaring, this is the spot where I want to be kind of Shvisa for Shabbos. V'amalei Rav, signed by Nami, when you learn this Mishnah, say halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, why did you have to say halacha k'Rav Yehuda? Tati lameli, why do you have to say halacha k'Rav Yehuda? V'amrit, have we established in these rules that whenever you have Ramei Rav Yehuda, halacha k'Rav Yehuda? So that should be the reason. There's no need to say halacha k'Rav Yehuda. My kusha asked the Gemara, this is not a compelling question. Dilma, Rav Leslie Hani Klali. Rav doesn't agree to these rules. And as the Ritva points out, the Gemara could have said this teretz previously. However, the Gemara wanted to try to come up with a different teretz. Only when the Gemara didn't have another teretz, that's when the Gemara says that even if Rabbi Yochanan stated these rules, when we have a machloikus, whose opinion do we follow? Rab doesn't hold of those rules. So the Gemara asks a question, how we see Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't agree with these rules. El Mahada Tanan, from what we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechta Yevamos. The Mishnah teaches that HaYevama, we know if Rachman al Tzlan, somebody dies without children, his widow has to have Yibam, that one of the brothers, one of the surviving brothers of the husband, has to do Yibam or do Chalitza. And Allah says the Mishnah that this woman, should not have Chalitza and Yibam until we wait 3 months after her husband dies. Because only after it's 3 months can we be certain that she's not pregnant from the first husband. And because if she is pregnant and she's going to have a baby from the first husband, then her husband's brother doing Yibam with her is a very serious Aveira. It's the Isser of Eishes Ach. And even though B'mokim Mitzvah, when there's an obligation to do Yibam, it's a Mitzvah. And under other circumstances, when there is no mitzvah of Yibam, there's a chiyuv karis that live with an Eishes Ach. But once 3 months are passed, and we'll know that she's not pregnant from the first husband who passed away, she could have Yibam. Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil HaYivama, quotes that what's the reason she doesn't have Chalitza during those 3 months. Chalitza is not an issue. Chalitza, she's not living with her husband's brother, because Rashi says that she's a Sofik Muberis. The Chalitza Muberis ain't a Chalitza. The Chalitza of a Muberis is not a Chalitza. So Rashi quotes that the Gemara there asks, she could have Chalitza and let her wait until the 3 months pass. If she's pregnant, so we'll know she never needed Chalitza. If it turns out she's not pregnant, so then the Chalitza she had was a great Chalitza. If she was pregnant and Nebuch miscarried, so then we'll have to do another Chalitza. So the Gemara answers that Chazal were concerned that maybe she's pregnant and she'll have a baby, and the Chalitza she had wasn't a Chalitza, because she never required a Chalitza. She was pregnant and ultimately had a baby from her first husband. And such a woman, therefore, is not considered a Chalitza. And since she's not considered a Chalitza, such a woman may even marry a Kohen. And Bezdin is going to need to make an announcement that this woman's Chalitza really wasn't a required Chalitza. And since it wasn't a required Chalitza, she may marry a Kohen. But Chazal were concerned that there may be a person who was there when the Chalitza took place, but won't be there when Bezdin makes an announcement that since she turned out to be pregnant and had a baby, the Chalitza was a Chalitza that was made in error, and she can marry a Kohen. And this person, seeing that and not being aware of Bezdin's special announcement, will come to make a mistake and think that every Chalitza can marry a Kohen. And therefore, Chazal said that Chalitza should not be performed till after 3 months from when the husband died. The interesting thing is that Kivega asks a question. Rashi gives this long explanation, but says Kivega that this explanation that Rashi brought down is the Havamina of the Gemara Masechta Yevamah Staf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. In the Maskana of the Gemara, the reason why this woman can't have Chalitza is because that the Gemara establishes a rule. Kala oyla l'yibam, oyla l'chalitza, v'sheina oyla l'yibam, ena oyla chalitza. Whoever's a candidate for Yibam could be a candidate for Chalitza. And someone who can't be a candidate for Yibam may not be a candidate for Chalitza either. And therefore, this woman, as we explained, cannot have Yibam, because we don't know what her status is. Is she pregnant or not? So since she can't have Yibam, she can't have Chalitza. So the Kivega asks, why did Rashi bring down the Havamina, not the Maskana? V'chein continues the Mishnah in Masechta Yevamah, Sharkal Anoshim, that became widows or divorced their husband, Lo Yinosav Lo Yisarsu, should not get married, Ad She'elam Shlosh Chadoshim, until they wait 3 months. This is what's known as Havchona, to know for sure if she's pregnant, from the first husband or from the second husband. Because as the Gemara Masechta Yevamah Staf Mem Beis Amud Aleph explains, we are concerned that if we don't know for sure who this person, who this baby is it the baby of the first father, first husband, is it the baby of the second husband, there could be terrible questions that come up that people will marry relatives who they may not marry. Therefore, Lo Yinosav Lo Yisarsu, they can't even do Erisin, Achei Shloishim Chadoshim, and the Mishnah teaches us that this rule applies, Ech Besulos Vech Beulos, whether the woman is a Besula or a Beula, Ech Ramonos Vech Grushis, Ech Arusos Vech Nesuos, it makes no difference, the rule is the rule under all circumstances. Chazal didn't differentiate between different stages of marriage or different types of women. Yehuda, however, says, Nesuos, a woman who was married to her first husband and then her husband died or divorced her, Yisarsu, can have Erisin. Because since she can have Erisin, she's not going to have relations with the second husband and we won't have this problem. Furthermore, Varusis, a woman whose first marriage was only in the state of Erisin, So they never, this husband and wife never had relations. Since this husband and wife never had relations, we need not be concerned that there's a baby. Chutz Marusim Yehuda, there's only one exception. Darusim Yehuda Neshaliba Gaspa. As the Gemara over there explains, the Gemara Masechet Ksubos actually explains in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, that in Yehuda, that was a region in Eretz Yisrael, the minig was that Chosin and Kala, even though they didn't have yet Erisin, did not had were put together, that they should become familiar with each other. And we need to be concerned, Nibay Gaspa, that they had relations and she may be pregnant. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kala Noshim Yisarsu, all women allowed to have Erisin immediately, Chutz Min Almona, the one exception is an Almona Bnei Ibul, we wanted to wait 30 days until she passes the Avelis. But in terms of having Erisin, according to, everybody else, there's no problem because they're not going to have relations and they're not going to be concerned. There's not going to be concern what is the status of a baby because they wouldn't be a baby. Vamrinan, and the Gemara Masechet Yevamos teaches us, Rabbi Elazar lo ol bei medrasha. There was one day Rabbi Elazar did not come to yeshiva. Askechei l'Rav Asi Dav Koim. So he met Rashi. Amalei, my Amma bei medrasha. What did they discuss in yeshiva today? What I missed the shir. What did they discuss? Amalei, so Rav Asi told him, Hach Amar Rav Yochanan, Halach Rav Yosi, the Halach Rav Yosi. Asked the Gemara, Bichlal, if the Gemara is assuming that it was saying that Halacha is like Rav Yosi, it must be Yechidah Ploigaleh. There's only one individual arguing in him. Because if the one that disagrees with Rav Yosi, if the Tanakhama that disagrees with Rav Yosi is a Rabbim, we know that Yochid V'Rabbim, Halachic Rabbim. So it wouldn't have been conceivable to Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, his opinion is versus a rabbin. So ask the Rishonim that we learned in on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Halach Rabbi Yossi Michavei Rav, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi even when he's arguing with a rabbin. So ask the Gemara, what are we saying? How could Rabbi Yossi Paskin, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, because it wasn't a rabbin. Rabbi Yossi could paskin like Rabbi Yossi even when he's versus a rabbin. And in fact, Tosfos on that Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the very Maskil Shivas, because of this question, has a different girsa in the Gemara that we had yesterday, and he says that Alok Rabbi Yossi Michavei Roy. We only passing like Rabbi Yossi when he's arguing with one individual. But when he's arguing with a rabbin, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. However, Tosfos on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the Ramaskal Karebi, does understand our Gersa. That this actually Machloikas Amaroim, when we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zeka, hold that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, even Michavei Rav when he's arguing against the rabbin. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that we pass like Rabbi Yossi only when he's arguing with Yochanan, not against the rabbin. So ask the Sefer Taurus Chaim, our Gemara is immediately assuming that if Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yossi, it must be that there was only a Yochid arguing against Rabbi Yossi. Haven't we found in different places in Shas that even though normally the halacha is that when we paskin like the rabbin, not like the yochid, when the opinion of the yochid makes most sense, then we paskin like the yochid. So it's similar to the concept of heche de itme itmer. What does heche de itme itmer mean? That even though we have rules who to paskin like, but sometimes the Svara tells us to paskin like this opinion. So why over here does the Gemara say that if we're paskin like Rabbi Yossi, it must be asked the Taurus Chaim, that there's only a Yochid arguing with him. It could be there's a Rabbim arguing with him, but his opinion still is the most sensible opinion. says the Taras Chaim that we need to understand the Gemara somewhat differently. The Gemara, when it says Mechlal, it's a question. The Gemara's question is the reason that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because there's only a Yochid disagreeing with him? Or is the reason, because even if there were a Rabbim arguing with Rabbi Yossi, we would still Paskin like Rabbi Yossi because he makes the most sense? In other words, the Taras Chaim is explaining that the Gemara's what we just learned, Mechlal, the Yechidi Polygalei, is not to be understood as a statement, but rather it should be understood as a question. In, says the Gemara, that it's that Rabbi Yossi was arguing versus a Yochid. For Tanya. And we could bring a Raya to this. Because the Mishnah, the Braisa teaches us, there was a woman, although she was married, she was always by her parents, in a different city than where her husband was. Or the husband and wife were not getting along, so obviously they weren't having relations. Somebody's husband was ill or very sick, ill or very old, that he can't have conceived children. Or she is a sick woman that can't conceive. Or she's an akara, that Rashi explains, in those days, how did we establish who is an akara? The way we establish an akara is that if a woman was married to three men and she still never had children, she must be barren. Or she's a zakena that can't have children anymore. She's a ktana, a young woman who can't have girl who can't have children. She's an islandess. The Gemara many times in Shas identifies the simonim of what is an islandess. Or she's a woman she'enaru leilid because she took some sort of a medicine that prevents her from conceiving. Or her husband was in prison, so obviously they weren't together. Or she had a miscarriage after her husband passed away. So obviously we have no longer any concern that she could be pregnant from her first husband. They always have to wait 3 months, no matter what. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says that since we know she can't be, given all the examples we just learned, we know she can't be pregnant from the first husband, that's why we say we pass that she could get remarried immediately. But ask the Gemara, Lomeli, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to pass on like Rabbi Yossi, even if he's arguing versus Rameya, for Amrit, amongst the rules that we learned, we said Ramei Rabbi Yossi. Whenever we have a machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. So it's obvious that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to single out and tell us that here halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, my kusha. The reason Rabbi Yochanan had to expressly say that the halacha follows like Reb Yossi. Rabbi Nachman Mishmul says we always follow the opinion of Ramei when he made a gzera. And therefore, since we always follow Ramea's opinion, we made a gzera, we would think here we should follow his opinion. And that's why it was necessary to say that here we're not following the opinion of Ramea. So I saw a beautiful pshat from Shul Leib Diskin that explains a pimoshal, why even though we don't always pass like Ramea, in fact, we learned the beginning of our Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Gol v'yedua l'fnei misha amav v'haya olam." It's all well known. Shem b'darish Ramea kamaisai. There was no one in the time of Ramea as a great Talmud Chacham as Ramea. And m'mnei ma'aloi kava aloch kamaisai. Why don't we follow the opinion of Ramea? Shlo yochro chaver v'lamer osaf datai. His opinion was so difficult to understand, we couldn't paskin that way. So ask Rav Shul Leib, why is there a difference between the psakim, the decisions, the piskei halacha of Ramea, we don't follow, but the gzeiros of Ramea we do follow. He says, with a mashal, somebody comes to Rav with an esrig, and he shows the Rav the esrig, and the Rav says it's a beautiful, clean esrig. And there's someone who has incredible eyesight, and he says, I see some black dots on this esrig. So they took out a microscope, and they indeed found that there were black spots in the esrig. The halach is that esrog is kosher. Torah, loy nitna Torah l'malach ha'sharos. If to us it's clean, it's clean. The same was with the lulav. But what would happen if this person who has this incredible eyesight says, you know, I could see many miles down the road that there are people coming to attack our city. Are we going to say, well, loy b'shamayim hi, if the rest of us can't see it, only you could see it because of a microscope or because of a telescope or because you have such incredible eyesight, so we don't have to pay attention? Of course we'll pay attention. If it is a question of sakonis nefoshes, we'll pay attention. So that's Rabbi Shul Leib, that's pshat. A psak, the halach is like Torah Leib Shemayim. We follow whatever the psak is. But when it comes to gzeiris, which are here to prevent us from doing the wrong thing, we have to do whatever it'll take to prevent us to do the wrong thing. Ella, so therefore, from there, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan had to say that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi is not a raya, says the Gemara, El Mahad Tanya. The beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses quite extensively the halacha of not doing business with the Akum during their holiday season, because we're concerned that it'll cause them to worship their Avodah Zarah. But the Mishnah, the Braisa teaches us, Holchan Yerichal Nochrim, you could go to the market, V'lochem and Behemav Avodah Mishvachas, you could buy from them animals and servants. And Rashi explains, because by buying these animals and servants, Machnisom L'Kedusha. The question is, an Evan in a Shivcha, we know, so we understand what Rashi says when he says machnisam l'kedusha. But what does it mean that machnisam l'kedusha by an animal? So one pshat that I saw is that we know, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that on animals there's a din of shvisis behemtoi. Animals may not work on Shabbos. That's what's meant by machnisam l'kedusha. Another pshat is that by animals owned by Jews, there's a chiv of bechor. That's what Rashi means, mechadisha v'kedusha. Bottom sodas for kramim, we could buy properties and field because of Yishuv Etz Yisrael, Rashi explains. Radva explains that these are all things that people need for day-to-day life. And the time and place where they are available is at that marketplace. So even though normally we're not supposed to do business with them by their holidays, these are an exception. The Kosev Umalabar Koshalhem, and we could record these different transactions in their court system, Neshikamatsum Yodam. Because if you won't record them, then they could say that the deal never happened. From Hoya Koyin, if the person who's buying is a Koyin, Metame Bechutzlarts. As we've discussed previously, Chazal made a Gzeira on Chutz Loritz, that it's Tomei, because the Akum were not careful to bury their dead people properly in Chutz Loritz. That's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, and for these reasons, we allow a Kohen even to go to Chutz Loritz. Lodin Ulara Mohem to establish ownership on these properties. Kshem Metameh B'Chutz Loritz says the Braisa, just like a Kohen may go to Chutz Loritz, Kach Metameh B'Esa Kfaris. He even may go into a cemetery. Ask the Gemara immediately, Pesach Gvoros HaKadatach, how can we say that a Kohen may enter a Pesach Gvoros? A Pesach Gvoros, ask the Gemara, Tumah D'Oraisa hi. And we certainly can't be lenient on a Tumah D'Oraisa. Ella, says the Gemara, what's meant here is, Tumas Pesach Pras D'Rabbonon, as we explained previously, Chazal made a Gzeira, that if there's a place where there was a Keverach Monslon, and it got plowed up, Kohanim shouldn't walk there, because there may be some bone fragments left. However, Chazal said, that's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, and for this reason we could be Mekel. Metama, became Metama, furthermore says the Braisa, a Kohen may become Tameh Lisa Isha in order to get married in Chutz Loritz Olam HaTorah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, to this Rabbi Yehuda comments, Amosai, when may he be matam to go to Chutz Loritz to learn Torah? Bizman she'ena moitzel limud, we can't find a the Rebbe to learn with an Etz Yisrael b'Tahara. Moitzer lil moit, but if you can find the Rebbe here in Chutzlars in Etz Yisrael, lo yitamish shouldn't go even a Tumad Rabbanon beis apras or Chutzlars. Rebbe Yossi Omer, ap bezman shu moitzer lil moit, even if he could find a yeshiva in Etz Yisrael without Pesa Pras, without going to Eretz Amim, Nami Yitama. He may be Tama with a Tumad Rabbonin. Lefi, Shalai, Shemin, I call Zoich Adam Lilmaid. A person can't always learn from any Rebbe. Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi says, Ein Adam Zoich Lilmaid Mekom Alamdov. A person cannot necessarily learn from all those that teach him. Yesh Rav Shemesnosa Sadur Befiv. You have Rabbeim who give a very organized shir. And Rashi says one more point in what makes a Rebbe a successful Rebbe. V'shoyna l'talmidov derech tzara. He doesn't say long speech. And therefore, some people learn from some Rabbeim better, and some people learn from other Rabbeim. So even though there's a yeshiva in Etz Yisrael, that doesn't give us a right to go there. And as I saw the Paiskim explain, the Ratfaz gives this explanation. He says, a Talmud and a Rebbe have to connect. And since a Talmud and a Rebbe have to connect, people don't always necessarily connect. And because they don't necessarily always connect, you only a Talmud who sees that he's connecting with this Rebbe, that's where he should learn. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Sif Chof Hei says, Talmud Shiroitz Alachas Lamokam Acher. Talmud wants to go learn in yeshiva. Shuba Teach, where he's confident, Shiira Simen Brocha B'Talmudai, that he will be successful in that yeshiva, Lefnei Arav Shasham, in front of that Maggid Shir. V'Avav Meichabai, and his parents don't want him to learn there. L'fishadoyig Shabai Se'ir Yeshamakim, they think it's not safe in that place. He doesn't have to listen to his Rebbe. And the Be'er Goyle quote says that this is based on a psak of Trumas Hadeshin, which is based on our Gemara. And Ratvaz, in Chele Gimel Simen Tof Ayin Beis, says that just like we're learning that not from every Rebbe can a Talmud learn, the same thing goes for Tefillah. Ein Roy L'Odom She'il Spalu, it's only appropriate that someone should daven, where he feels that he will be able to daven best. And he explains, as we've been discussing, that a person can only learn where he thinks he'll be successful. And he goes into this explanation that we gave, because a Rebbe and a Talmud have to connect, so too, that you have to be able to connect to the place where you daven. And therefore, if you feel more comfortable davening in one place versus another place, that's where you should daven. And I saw that the Sefer Hegyoni Musar explains that that's why the halacha is Talmud Shagola, that if a Talmud goes into Golas, Talmud goes into the Ari Miklat, Megalin Rabbi Imai. We have to send his Rebbe into Golas with him. And the question is, it's very possible, most likely, that in the Ari Miklat there were Rabbonim and there were yeshivas. So why should the Rebbe have to go into Golas? Because his Talmud did something inappropriate and he needs to go to Golas. So why should the Rebbe have to go to Golas? But the answer is, like we learned in our Gemara, not from every Rebbe can the Talmud learn. So even if there's going to be a Rebbe in that Ari Miklat, that doesn't mean that this Talmud will succeed there. Therefore, since we're most concerned about the success of this Talmud, and he needs this specific Rebbe, Megalin Rabbi Imai. Vam Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, in fact, continue our Gemara, says, Ma'is Rabbi Yossi v'koyin, Sholach Eitzel Rabbi L'tzidon, he followed his Rebbe to Tzidon, L'ma Torah, even though they were in Chutz Laretz, even though they were Be'im Netz Yisrael. And regarding this, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, that the Loch is Rabbi Yossi. Now ask the Gemara, Lomeli, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to paskin expressly that the Loch is like Rabbi Yossi when he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda of Amrit? One of the rules we learned was that Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi, whenever we have a dispute of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, a Loch is Rabbi Yossi. So of course the Loch is like Rabbi Yossi. Amr Abaya, Itzrich. Rabbi Yochanan had to say it. Sakadat Chamina, Hanimili Masnisen, when are these rules applicable? Only when there's such a machloikus tanoim in a Mishnah. Ava b'raisa, when there's such a machloikus in a b'raisa, emaloi, the rules don't apply. Kamashmalon. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say that even in this b'raisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Why is a b'raisa different than a Mishnah? So Rashi Divrei Maskil explains, because as we've quoted many times, the b'raisas were not as authoritative and not as authentic as the Mishnais. So when names are attributed to opinions in a Mishnah, we know that that is what's correct. Whereas when names are attributed to opinions in a Braisa, the names might have gotten confused. That's why we have to expressly say who the halacha is. And why is that? So Rabbeinu Yonason explains, the Mishnah was taught through a rabbin, and therefore the rabbin made sure that everything should be accurate. The braises were taught by only Yechidim, and they might have gotten the names confused. So now the question that the Goyen Yaakov asks is how to understand this Gemara's teretz. Does Rabbi Yochanan mean to say that don't think that these rules only apply by Mishnayis? They do indeed apply by braises. And how did Rabbi Yochanan teach us that these halachas even apply by braises by teaching us this Gemara? Or does Rabbi Yochanan still say, no, these rules that we've been saying only apply by Mishnayis and not by braises? And therefore, in this case, I had to tell you that in this case, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi. The Rif and the Rosh, says the Goyen Yaakov, say expressly that the rules Rabbi Yochanan taught us apply by braises, not just by Mishnayis. So, now the question is, if after all of these different Gemaras that we've quoted, and we still, Rabbi Yochanan could still be strong with his opinion, so why did Rabbi Misharshi say that we don't follow these rules? Elochikomer, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Misharshi meant to say was, Hani Kloli, these rules that was said, Lav Divrei HaKol Ninu. Not everybody follows those rules, because as we said earlier in our shir today, the Rav, Lesley Hani Klali, Rav doesn't hold of these rules. And that's what Rabbi Misharshi say. Rabbi Yochanan holds of the rules, but not Rav. We learned in our previous shir, a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, but Heftzei Hefke Koine Shvisa. If something was ownerless, are they Koine Shvisa before Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan says they are Koine Shvisa wherever they were at Ben HaShmashas Friday afternoon. That is their Mokum Shvisa. The Rabbanan say no, and therefore the Rabbanan say if somebody picks up such a object on Shabbos, he'll get the tchum of whoever picked it up. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, what about objects that belong to an Akam? Amar of Yehuda Mishmul, Cheftzei Nachri Ein Koine Shvisa. Objects that belong to an Akam are in Koine Shvisa, and therefore, according to the Rabbanon, if you pick such an object up on Shabbos, if you pick up an object on Shabbos that belong to an Akum, the halacha is you could carry it whatever your tchum is. And the reason for this is because the halachas of tchum don't apply to an Akum. And since the halachas of tchum do not apply to Akum, the whole concept of Kenyan Shvisa isn't applicable there. Ask the Gemara, Laman, who, according to whom did Shmuel make this statement? Ilem l'Rabbanan, if we're going to say, according to Rabbanan Peshitta, it's obvious. Heftzei Hefker, the less lum balam. When we speak about Heftzei Hefker, the don't have balam, ain't koine shvisa, even though we should say, wherever they are, that's where the makam shvisa is. Heftzei nochre de isla balam ebayin, certainly they're not koine shvisa, because they follow their owners, and the owners are akum, and there is no shvisa by an akum, as we just said. Ella, aliv de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We're going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and says the Gemara, what is Shmuel teaching us? The Kamash Malon, Shmuel is teaching us the aim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Koine Shvisa. When the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that objects could be Koine Shvisa, Hani Milchevtze Hefker, the less Le Balim, that they don't have owners, Av Chevtze and Nochrim, this Le Balim, and the Balim don't have Shvisa, so there's no Shvisa on these Kalim, and whoever picks it up on Shabbos, the Kalim will have the Mokum Shvisa of the owner. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in a brisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hashoyel Keli min Anochri Biyontif, if somebody borrows a Keli from an Akum that lives in his city, Rashi explains. On Yontif, and the reason Yontif is mentioned, because on Shabbos, you can't carry. Or somebody lent a Keli to an Akum on Erev Yontif, and therefore it's in the Akum's domain, Erev Yontif, the Gzira Yontif, and it was returned, and the Akum returned the Keli to the Yisrael and Yontif, the Kalim Vaitzreis, the Kalim and the warehouses of Hefker, Shishas B'Tach Tchum, that are in within the Tchum of a city, they all are kind of Shvisa Ben Shmashas. Yesh Lema Paim Amel Kol Ruach, and since they're kind of Shvisa, the Alochs of Tchum apply that they have a Tchum of 2,000 Amel. The Nachri Shehevi like Peiris Mechutz L'Tchum. Furthermore, if an Akum brought produce to somebody from Chutzal Tchum, you have to lead them within 4 Amos, because they were kind of Shvisa wherever the Akum was at the beginning of Yontif, and then when they were taken out of the Tchum, the halach is that anything that's taken out of the Tchum is, as we've learned, limited to 4 Amos. So we see that the Cheftzei Nachri are kind of Shvisa. So says the Gemara. If we're going to say Rabbi Yochanan Nuri did not only speak about Hefzei Hefker, but Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said his opinion even on Hefzei Nachri, so we'll be able to say, Hamani, who is the town of this Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The this Braisa follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's opinion. Eli Amit Kosov Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Hefzei Nachri Ein Kainish Shvisa, the Bayanakum, there's no Kinyan Shvisa, so why, how do we understand this Braisa? Hamani Loi Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, and it's certainly not the opinion of Rabbanon. Answers the Gemara Lo'olam Kusav Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Chefze Nachri Kainish Shvisa. They are Kainish Shvisa. And Shmuel that made his statement that they're not Kainish Shvisa said it said his opinion according to the Rabbanon. When we said that we asked the Kasha, the Kamrit Lashitus Rabbanon, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon Pshita, that it's not Kainish Shvisa. If Chefze Hefker, the Rabbanon hold on not Kainish Shvisa, Chefze Nochri certainly not Kainish Shvisa. Says the Gemara, the reason Shmuel had to say it is Mada Taim Exer Kalim Balam the Nochri Mot Balam the Yisrael. Chazal maybe made Exera. That just like when it's under Jewish ownership, there's certainly kind of shvisa. Maybe so too, we should make gzeira by Akum, Kamash Malon, that we don't make such a gzeira, Akum out because of Jew. He indeed holds that they are kind of shvisa, and the reason the kind of shvisa is gzeira balam the Nochri or to balam the Yisrael. Hani Dikri says the Gemara, there was a story with these rams. Dasu Lebarachta. They came to a city whose name was Barachta. Sholu Rava Lebnei Mechuzah Lemez Benayu. And Rava allowed the people in Mechuzah to buy these animals from the Nochrim for Sudas Yontif, even because they were within 2,000 Amma, and there was an Erev Tchuma between them. Amalei Ravina Lavava Maidatach. Why are you allowing this to happen? Because you obviously hold on Rav Yudam Shmuel, Chefti Nachri Ein Kana Shvisa, says the Gemara, but when we know Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Rabbi Yochanan, when we have a Machlok Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And didn't we just say, Amar Chibar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chefti Nachri Kana Shvisa, Gzeir Balam Nachum Atu Balam Vyisrael? So how could you be lenient? Says the Gemara, you're right. Hada Amarava, Rava said, Lizdavn Levnei Merachta. The only people could buy these animals are people who live with the Akum in the city of Merachta. The Gemara in Masechta Beyu, Davchav Tesom Beis, explains, of course, they couldn't do an outright buying and selling on Yontif, that's Usur. It was done in a way that it's mutter, it was done on credit by somebody who I always buy. Because says the Gemara, the Kulam Mavrachta, the entire Mavrachta Arba Amos Damya, is considered like one Arba Amos. Going back, explains Rashi, to what we, the very Maskel Ka'arba, when an Akum, we learned at the beginning of the Perek, takes somebody out of his tchum and puts him in an enclosed area, the entire enclosed area is considered Dalet Amos. Here too, the entire Mevrachta, the animals in Mevrachta that are in this enclosed city of Mevrachta are all considered within Dalet Amos, and therefore anywhere in the city of Mevrachta can these animals be purchased from the Akum, but they have the tchum of the Akum because we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan.